noon. 1. The regular sunnah before and after dhuhr prayer. We have already discussed the regular sunan, and we mentioned that it is of the regular sunan to offer 4 rakahs before dhuhr prayer and 2 rakahs after dhuhr prayer. As indicated by the hadith of Aisha, Habibah, and Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with them all. 2. Prolonging the first rakah of dhuhr prayer. This is proven by the hadith of Abi Sa'id al-Khudri, who said, the iqamah for dhuhr prayer would be made, and any one of us would go to al-Baqi, relieve himself, perform ablution and come back to the mosque. And the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, would still be in the first rakah, prolonging it. Muslim number 454. Thus, it is sunnah to prolong the first rakah of dhuhr prayer. The same is applicable when a person prays alone, and also for a woman when she prays dhuhr. Unfortunately, this practice is one of the neglected sunan. May Allah, the Almighty, make us of those who are eager to apply the sunnah and adhere to it. 3. Delaying dhuhr prayer when it is very hot, until it cools down. This is proven by the following hadith. Abu Huraira narrated that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, if it is very hot, then pray dhuhr prayer when it becomes cooler, as the severity of the heat is from the rage of hellfire. Al-Bukhari number 533-534, Muslim number 615. Sheikh Ibn Thaymeen, may Allah have mercy on him, said, thus, if we say that Zawl in summer is at 12 p.m. and Asr is at 4:30 p.m, this means that the time of Ibrid, cooling down, may be valid until nearly 4 p.m, Al-Mumti 2-104. Ibrid is general, for one who is praying in congregation, and for one who is praying alone. This is the correct opinion that was adopted by Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, may Allah have mercy on him. This includes women too, because the hadith of Abi Huraira is general and did not specify a gender.